Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air, sunlight on a field, lovers in a dance, love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Hello, everyone. It's Jim Deering once again, with you to read another of Lauren Paul Decker's wonderful stories. Lauren's published two books of stories, and we also have a large library of stories that have not been formally published to choose from. Today's story is called The Figure Near the Fence. It had snowed all day the day before, but now it was calm. The streets had been plowed, the sidewalks cleared, and the steps sanded. As evening turned to nightfall, I called Tyler, my Cocker Spaniel, and grabbed his leash. "Come on, boy," I summoned. "Let's go outside." Tyler needs no second call for a romp out of doors. He jumps and paws at the door before I can reach it, and once opened, he bolts like lightning for the backyard. He loves the snow, and his glee is evident as he leads the way, towing me behind. Tonight was no different until, suddenly, he stopped in his tracks. A low rumble of a growl came from my usually happy pup. He took a step back, still growling. "What is it, Tyler?" I asked, if expecting him to answer. Through the deepening darkness, he had sensed something. What was it? We live on the edge of a forest, and deer are plentiful. At night, we often hear coyotes howling at the moon. Had one of these creatures ventured too close to home? I strained my eyes and stared into the gloaming. There was definitely a large figure that I could barely make out, right there near the back fence. I stared. Tyler stared. But none of us moved, not dog, not man, and not the intruder. "Who's there?" I called out. No answer came. The standoff continued. A minute seemed an eternity. Tyler growled in earnest, and I must admit I was feeling sketchy. Why didn't the stranger move, make a sound, something? The more I stared, the creepier things got. I began to edge backwards, not wanting to turn my back to the scene. Still, no movement from the figure near the fence. Was he taunting us? I took a few more backward steps, and then, yes, I admit it, I broke on a dead run for the porch, a little more spooked than I would like to own up to. Calling Amanda, I exclaimed, "There's someone out there in the yard. He's just, well, standing there." With a wry grin on her face, she looked at me, hovering behind her. "Oh, that would be the snowman I made with the kids this afternoon," she informed me. "I don't expect it to move much." Sometimes the things that frighten us are really harmless. Our imaginations carry us to heights beyond reason. We play out scenarios and confrontations in our head that we suppose might happen, but they are not reality. Reality is this: I am a child of God, and there is nothing the enemy can throw at me to harm me. There is no standoff needed. The Bible says plainly, "Resist the devil, and he will flee."
This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.